Oliver Cromwell and of Orange have been found in County Clare. The 5-foot-tall statues were stolen from Milltown Castle near Charleville 8 years ago. And today, the Gardaí say the statues were found intact in a derelict property near Cratlow. Limerick journalist Jimmy Wolfe broke the story of the original theft for the Irish Examiner and is on the line now. Jimmy, they turned up all this time later.
And Cromwell and William of Orange are still causing trouble, Clare. The 2 5-foot-high statues of Cromwell and William of Orange and 2 large eagles were stolen from the entrance to Milltown Castle near Charleville and in 2011. They originally stood at an estate in Drumina in North Cork, but the Bruce family, the owners of Milltown Estate, bought them in 1775 and moved them to the entrance of their estate. And the Keane family took over the estate in the 1890s. And on July 18, 2011, the statues mysteriously moved, were removed from the area. Now, you're not talking about Michelangelo stuff here. These were limestone, and they each weighed about 0.5 ton, and the guards were mystified. And I remember speaking to Claude Keane, who died recently, and he was upset because he said they were part of the features of the estate, and they too were mystified as to what happened to the statues. Now, Detective Garda Liam Ruttle, he was in charge of the investigation, and he's still in the force. And last week, Garda Niall McInerney, who's based in Bruff, said he was speaking to a guy who was into hunting, and he'd heard of another guy who was into hunting who had come across some big objects, stone-type statues, in a ditch up in Cratlow. And he gave a description, and Detective Garda Ruttle, who still had an open file on this investigation, decided to head up to the area, and they had to go to 4 different farms before they eventually located the statues and the eagles in a ditch. And they each weigh 0.5 ton, and the guards had to bring in big digging equipment to sort of drag the statues from the buried or the ditch they were in. And they eventually got them out after about 4 or 5 hours, and brought them to Limerick, where they're now in safe storage.
And they were relatively intact, although I understand that one of them was damaged. The statue of Cromwell was damaged back in 1921.
Yes, some local IRA lads went at it with a hammer and chopped off his nose, and banged off his nose. But apparently, Claude Ruttle at the time told me that the sculpture was very exact, because he the detail of Cromwell included a wart over his right eye. And that detail was on the statue. Now, his widow, Mrs. Elizabeth Keane, has been notified by the Gardaí that the statues have been recovered, and she's been in contact with the guards, and she has engaged a mason to come to Milltown Castle to help restore the Cromwell and William of Orange to their lofty positions in rural North Cork within the next few days.
Okay, and Jimmy, despite their historical significance, they're worthless really, aren't they, because they're limestone?
They are, they're made out of limestone, but as Claude Keane, the late Claude Keane, told me, you know, they were part of the sort of features to the entrance to the estate, and they were sort of a bare look to the whole entrance area once after the 2 statues were removed. But now Detective Garda Liam Ruttle now has a new investigation on his hands, because he's got to find out who moved the statues from Milltown Castle up to Cratlow.
Jimmy Wolfe, Limerick journalist, thank you very much for bringing that story to us today. We'll